Welcome back, y'all. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Monday. It's 3:30, and that means, in case you missed it, Dom and I are here to help you out. I'm joined by my good buddy, Dom Salvia. Welcome back, Dom. It's always good to have you.
Hey, Maggie. Thank you so much. A pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday, my friend. Folks, we're going to talk about the rally, of course.
The rally.
Cult meeting?
Is that what that was? A rally? It was strange. Madison Square Garden. Yes, strange.
Very weird.
Dark. Very racist. Dark. Misogynist.
Homophobic.
Angry.
Xenophobic.
I mean, there's so many phobias.
Oh, should we do like an adjective off? Yeah, right. Hey, everybody, what are your favorite adjectives for whatever the heck that was yesterday?
What do you call that
What do
thing?
You call it? Little name game here. The name for whatever happened yesterday at Madison Square Garden that Dom and I decide is the best, we'll send you some swag
there
or something.
You go.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. But I don't want to start there because there was some weirder. Is it possible?
I don't think so. But okay, but you lead. You go.
I'm going to consider this a challenge, Dominic.
All right.
Can I actually weird you out?
I don't know. I'm pretty weird.
You are, but they're weirder.
Okay.
Let's try, shall we?
Yes.
Have you heard of a right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin? Oh my gosh, I'm just hearing this now. Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt that. Ballot drop box fires apparently having been set in Oregon and
Washington State. Yeah.
Now under, oh my God, that is horrible. What is, stay on script, Maggie.
Stay on target.
That is so wrong. That is literally robbing people of their votes. Horrifying. Okay. Have you heard of the right wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin?
No.
Well, today is your lucky day, my friend.
Baby. All right, good.
So this guy is all over the magosphere.
Okay.
Right? He is right in line with the J.D. Vances and the Curtis Yarvises and the whole Theo Bro movement. Okay. This speaks for itself. This is Joel Webbin giving a sermon. Okay, let's just take a listen, because I would imagine Joel is probably talking about me here, Dominic. Shall we see what he has to say about me?
Let's hear it.
This is going
to
be cut number one.
Be more domineering. Be more assertive. Be more confident. Be more this. Be more. What it's saying is be loud. Be loud. But what God's word says is be quiet. You can live quietly. You can speak with a quiet way. This doesn't mean that women don't talk. There's a way of talking and asking questions and being a social butterfly, yet at the same time not having a loud spirit. But the last thing that I want to get to,
it's
as
my
it
pertains
to the seventh commandment,
so
our text today is this: there is a way not only of living loudly, talking loudly, but also dressing loudly.
Oh,
loud dress, loud apparel. Like a golden ring in the snout of a pig, so too it is with a woman who is not modest. There's a way of dressing loudly, a way that Jezebel painted her face and said, look at me.
What?
Look at me. She is being loud.
First of all, Joel, Pastor Webbin, yeah, you, sir. I'm loud. I'm very loud. Sometimes I dress loud. Sometimes I dress quietly. Sometimes I whisper. But what the heck is wrong with you? And who are these people in these pews that are like, yeah, super. I'll just,
What does the Bible say about screaming, crying babies? They're kind of loud. You hear the baby in the background the whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, little baby Jesus was crying as that dude was talking.
Because it's such
nonsense. I guess I would interpret that folks like you, women like you, you're a pig,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a golden ring the nose.
When
of
I'm
a
loud,
pig.
I'm like the right. Whether I'm dressing loudly like Jezebel, or speaking loudly out of my place.
I mean, really, that's what it comes down to.
Get in your place, woman.
You need to know your place. And according to this guy, and no, I haven't heard that, but this is familiar talk from some of those kind of folks, that women need to be put in their place, and you're there to serve the man. It's the patriarchy, baby.
Yeah.
Welcome to it.
Shh.
Oh, I'm kind of, yeah.
Hey, no, shush that's me.
That's right.
You shush me. Yes.
Speak when spoken to. I mean, come on. But this does appeal to a certain amount of people, right? I guess.
Men.
And more men.
Men out there. This is not what masculinity is about. This is not it. This is not what being a man is about. In fact, it's what weak men say.
He's justifying this behavior, this bigotry, through the Bible. This is his interpretation. You must be quiet.
Quiet.
Yes, quiet.
Joel, I'm yelling because you didn't hear me the first time when I said I deserve the right to vote. Oh, wait a minute. On women's right to vote, Pastor Joel has some thoughts.
He does. Let's hear that.
Let's run cut two.
Be more domineering. Be more assertive. Be more confident.
I think this and just for the record, you know, yeah, I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed. I think that because, well, first and foremost, because I'm a Christian.
What?
You know, and that is the Christian position. Oh, my gosh. That you're saying that, yes, that is the Christian position, is that
no,
households should not be divided against one another. So it's not just elevating a male vote, but it's elevating the household vote. We're saying that that society, if you break it down to the basic building block, is not atomistic as individuals, but molecular, being households. That the way that God sees humanity is he breaks them down to families.
Oh, I'm so glad he knows the mind of God. I mean, what would I sit here and do otherwise? Oh, wait, what? If there's the divided house, then maybe the man should listen to the woman. I mean, you could do that, right?
If we go through the history of humankind, I'd say I'd probably... The women bear out, maybe pun intended, to be the better, more reliable set of judgments than do man. I mean, just to make it clear, he says that the opposition to the 19th Amendment is Christian. Can we just hear that very front part of the cut again, lest anybody get confused?
And just for the record, you know, yeah, I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed. I think that because, well, first and foremost, because I'm a Christian.
And he rationalizes this, like, women, shut up, and stop voting, because a household shall not be divided against itself. Dear Pastor Joel, I don't think my opinion, just like yours, spoken loudly, I'm sorry, I don't think the Bible was talking about people voicing different political opinions. I don't think that's what they meant about a household divided against itself. Self-determination would seem to be a fundamental element of human dignity. And I mean, behind all this and behind the yucks, Dom, what this guy's saying and what the MAGA cult says to women is you are not fully participatory human as men are. I mean, like, that's what it is.
That's absolutely what he's saying, and he's saying it proudly.
It gets worse.
Does it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes,
it
does.
Possible?
It's possible. Let's take cut three.
You perjure yourself by bearing false witness, accusing somebody else, whatever the penalty would have been for that person, had they been found guilty, then that penalty should fall on your head for falsely accusing them. So if you accuse in a court of law, falsely accuse someone of murder, and it turns out in the final analysis that that person is not guilty of murder, and neither are you, but you falsely accuse them of murder, and the penalty for murder should be capital punishment, life for life, then you, even though you have not committed murder, because you falsely accused someone else for murder and the penalty for that crime would have been death, you should be put to death. That's what the text is saying. And if that were to occur and the just penalties were to be enforced, you, the false accuser, is now put to death, and that's a public death, it's a public sentence, publicly carried out, then the citizens of these United States of America, you know what they would do? Hashtag Me Too would end real fast. How do you False accusing? Playing the victim when you're actually not? Like, you know how to end that real fast? All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? What?
Yeah.
What? I mean, even...
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there. The accusation of sexual abuse by a woman against a man would not result in a death penalty.
No.
Right? I mean...
Oh, you know, should we ask Harvey Weinstein?
And aren't actually charges brought by...
A district attorney?
Or prosecutors.
Hmm. Interesting, isn't it?
And then aren't they, you know, and then it's determined by a jury of peers. We have a justice system in this country.
I wonder if this guy, I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just a question that occurs to me. I wonder if this guy thinks that wives can't be raped by their husbands.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, you know, a house divided and all that.
I mean, come on, honey. You know
and
what
then
I'm
if
saying?
A wife ever alleged that her husband raped her, you know, like Donald Trump's now deceased wife.
Which, of course, couldn't happen
and then recanted.
In that marriage.
Yeah.
We've
gone down a rabbit. This guy, again,
literally says public execution of women. Let's not gloss that part over.
If they've falsely accused a man of rape. This is the natural law, Old Testament-y wingnut of the Christian nationalist evangelical right.
You know, yeah. Where you shouldn't mix the wools and linens. That Old Testament?
Yeah. Oh, you know, usury.
No shellfish? Red lobster?
Just to recap, women, shh.
Shh.
No voting.
Don't be too loud.
And don't go accusing any men of rape because... Unless it can be absolutely proven, which query what Joel thinks that looks like, you're going to just be put to death. I wonder what that would... Why is he so opposed to Me Too? Like, shouldn't good men of God not be raping women?
I think...
But what we should do is make sure... Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Just a couple.
Hey,
a couple.
You know where I heard about stuff like this happening? Like, you know, under ISIS and the Taliban.
Oh, like Sharia law?
That kind of thing?
Yeah. Canon law. That's totally better.
Well, it's because Joel said it.
Joel. And only a few women. I mean, we're not gonna murder all the women.
Just one or two of them.
Well, and preferably the really loud ones.
The really loud.
You know, the ones with
makeup. Hey, do I rate?
I was gonna get there. The really loud ones with the makeup and the bright shirts.
Yeah, and the bright shirts and the pins and the things. Uh-huh. You know, I had to accuse a man of attempted rape once and testify in trial and fly back to Denmark to do it, and he got convicted, but not sentenced. I don't know, Dom. How does it all sort out for a loud woman? Who's, you know, again, accused men of attempted sexual assault, also recently been publicly groped by a guy. I got to go deal with that garbage. I mean, seriously, Joel. And this is the guy that the MAGAs and J.D. Vance, it's these the whole Theo Bro
wing. So help me understand that. I mean, I hear these kinds of things. It's like, oh, it sounds like some crazy ass, you know, YouTube pastor guy.
Yeah.
Lots of those out there. And forgive me.
Oh, no. He's in the MAGA fold.
Oh, he is. Okay,
he's in the MAGA fold.
So he is like advising some of these folks?
Or they poster child.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
well,
that says
a lot.
Surrogate. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just to be sure, women, stop dressing like hoes. And no more right to vote for you, because the man is the head of the host.
Repeal the 19th Amendment.
Because that's what Christianity requires. Gee whiz. Hey, Pope Francis, remember when you said, you know, it's the lesser of two evils? What do you think about this guy? Does this sound like the lesser of two evils? And yeah, let's execute women publicly who accuse men of rape, but they can't totally prove it absolutely as adjudged by men. And I'm sure this will sort out
by
fine.
Joel. What's Joel's last name again?
Joel Webbin. W-E-B-B-O-N.
Joel Webbin.
Folks, it's in case you missed it, with Dom Salvia. He joins me every Monday at 3:30. We're going to talk more when we come back about whatever the heck the freaking rally was in Madison Square Garden last night with all of the MAGAs, Hulk Hogan et al. If you want to name the rally, just text or call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll give you the props on air for the best name, call out, adjective, what have you. If you make us laugh about it, you'll be in the running. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.